broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I think they shouldn't even have the book read to the school, period.
This is appropriate.
This is a new metal band. I want you to go, give me the top 10 of the new.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist.
Stretch from a basket.
But have really beautiful feet.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, we take you through the looking glass and beyond, places where other talk shows wish they could go, but they can't. Forget it. No way, man. Truth is our bitch on this show. 877-876-PHIL. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And don't forget that tonight at our last hour, in other words, about 60 minutes from now, will be Phil Hendry's Christmas Carol. This is our second year, and it was recorded live last year, so we will replay it for you, as we are big, big believers here in live comedy, even though it was recorded live 1 year ago. Now then, so we're going to have that, and by Christmas, we will also have uploaded some 20 Classic Phil podcasts. Right. And so there's always something happening over there. Go to our website, get a backstage pass and figure it out, man, because it's a beautiful thing. And right now you can look at live streaming video of our show. And I got to tell you, we looked for the video of last year's Christmas Carol. It has since gone the way of Amelia Earhart. It's a very, very large video file. So we save what we can. And it was before our website redesigned, but we did not save that video. We do have, however, the broadcast. So check our website, too, for affiliates in your locale. 877-876-PHIL. After a wave of parcel bombs hit Rome on Wednesday, the United States warned Americans to be on high alert for terror attacks in the United States as the holiday weekend begins and Americans overseas to hand over any suspicious packages to police. Joining us here on our Newsmaker line is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Mr. Santos is a part of a Citizens Auxiliary Force, a volunteer force in the South Bay. And, Jay, how are you tonight?
Well, Bill, we're doing about as well as can be expected. Any time you go up to a holiday weekend like this, you do have some trepidation, a little bit of nervousness. But I think we're prepared and we stand ready to take a peek if we have to over the shoulder police, see how things are.
Now, what you guys do is you say that you, as a Citizens Auxiliary Police, you are there to make sure the police are doing a good job.
Well, it's not just making sure that the police are sort of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but it's also to assist. If we see where they probably could use some help, if, for instance, we've got a very heavy weather night, we've had a lot of very bad weather here over the last few days, and so we would go out and do a flare drop, which is to funnel all the traffic down into one lane, get away from some of that heavy water, that a lot of the police may not ask us to do, but we do anyway, because we know they're too busy to think of everything, and if we see something obvious like that, we're going to do it.
Now, with the security situation the way it is worldwide and the way it has been worldwide since 9/11, they have told Americans that to watch packages. These are Americans that are living overseas and Americans that are traveling. You're not necessarily at the airports, right?
No, we are here, as are other Citizens Auxiliary Police agencies throughout the country, standing by and doing what we can for the home front. So we're a part of the same effort, which is to make sure that everything that we are transporting, everything that we may be, buying or taking from our car, however we want to say it, is safe. And so what we do here with the Citizens Auxiliary Police out of our substation, which is Randy Gleason, his wife is going to, I think she's going to be leaving early for San Diego, which is where their family's going to be. So we will have use of their kitchen, their basement, their kitchen as a substation. And that's where we will be able to take whatever we are able to confiscate and to open it and look at it.
Well, what exactly, when you say what you're able to confiscate?
Well, what we have determined, and I think a lot of police have overlooked this, I think perhaps an awful lot of our security apparatus in this country, because they're really overstretched, is If you drive down any street in America, especially on a week like this one, a week before Christmas, you see getting out of cars, getting out of station wagon, getting out of SUV, individuals carrying what? Large packages. They're carrying bags of packages. They're carrying large boxes. They're carrying small packages. And those packages are leaving those vehicles, and they are entering a residence without any interdiction, without any police interdiction or any investigation. And these packages are, in other words, being transported from point A to point B to point C without any law enforcement looking at them to see if they are suspect. Now, I certainly don't think that they are.
You're talking, though, about private packages. Is that right?
Well, yes, but, I mean, anything is a private package. You get on an airplane, it's a private package. You know.
No, I understand that. It's your private luggage, you mean?
Yes, private luggage.
All right. But this is not anybody traveling on an airplane. This is someone who has it in their private vehicle.
Well, they've taken it from a store, and they have thus transported it in their car to their driveway. They are getting out of their car. Now it's going into the home.
Well, before we ask about exactly how you might look at packages like that, what are you suspecting could happen?
Well, with packages like that, it can be anything, Phil, and this is the very insidious part of terrorism. You don't know how to predict how these people are going to react because they're so unpredictable and just very crazy, I think is the word you want to say. And if they're going to take a package out of their car and transport it into a home, it's very possible that they may want to detonate some kind of a device that's not only going to take out that house, take out a row of houses on that street. However, we don't necessarily think that's the case. What we think more is likely is in much the same way the Weather Underground or some different, you know, terrorism kind of hippie people did, is that they are transporting bombs that are disguised as Christmas packages or could be disguised as a holiday package, taking it into the house, using it, opening it up, obviously, and using it there inside the house. So any home can become a safe house. Any home can become a bomb-making factory. And all you're looking at is a woman or children or a man leaving their vehicle with these very brightly decorated packages.
We're talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here as we approach this Christmas weekend and we hear of the terrible events in Rome, the embassy bombings in Rome. This was not the United States embassy that was attacked. Forgive me, but I was looking for the embassy. There was an embassy that received some kind of package. And if it was the American embassy, then I apologize. I didn't think it was. We'll find out. But the fact is that there have been some there's incidents that are taking place that the American people are being asked to be on high alert for. It was the Rome embassy. I understand that. Of what country? I know it was in Rome. It was the United States embassy. Do you know, Jay?
I feel I do not know.
The Swiss embassy. Okay, I've been waiting for the information, and the Chilean embassy. 877-876-PHIL. So, you know, a bomb-making factory. So, in other words, you got people that are taking bombs into the house.
Well, and you have bomb-making materials, what I'm saying.
In homes, in the suburbs.
In the homes and suburbs. What we're saying, Phil, is you drive down any street in America, go down the street, and what are you going to, you know, just drive down a regular street, what are you going to see? You're going to see a lady getting out of a car, or a man getting out of a car, or children, and what do they have? They have packages. What's in that package? Well, I guess what I could do is assume that it's a Christmas present.
But you're saying, how do you know it's not bomb-making material?
That's exactly right.
All right, so how do you then talk to these people?
Well,
how do you stop someone who's getting out of their van with a Christmas presents and ask to look at those Christmas presents?
Well, that's something that's very, very easy to do, but you have to know your business. I know my business. I know what my rights are. And I do know that you can certainly pull up and you can ask a question. We have a van and we do have a sign on the van that says Citizens Auxiliary Police. We will pull up and we will look at the individual and say, you know, good afternoon, how are you doing, or good evening. Can you tell me what's in that package? Now, once they engage you in conversation by saying something along the lines of, well, why do you ask, or they stand and they look at you. If they're walking away from you and they turn around and look at you, then they pretty much have the right to walk away. But if they, it's called a permissive responsiveness clause, Phil.
And what is permissive responsiveness clause?
It means that if they're standing looking at you front ways, holding the package and saying, well, what do you want, or however, you say, okay, now they, you know, pretty much have given me. So that's when I get out of the van. I say, could I look in and see what's in, you know, just check the package out. And you continue to move toward them. Now, you're not being threatening, but you say, I want to look at the package. And
I want to look at the package. I want to look at the package.
And if it's a bag of package or something like that, you tell them, we are only here to check to make sure that what is contained in that package is not something that is dangerous or could, blind, I don't want to say it, but it could blind a man or, blow his hands off. And so we do say to the people, you may have material that could explode and blind, rip into someone's face, so they look like that one lady that, I don't know if you saw that one lady.
And, okay, I understand that, Jay. I don't need you to be graphic.
Well, that's not, but I have to tell these people.
You have to tell them that they may have bomb-making material, and so therefore you need to look at it.
That's correct.
And what if they say, no, you may not?
It depends on whether they said, no, you may not, as they're walking away, or if they said, no, you may not, looking at me. If they say, no, you may not, looking at me, they have just engaged me in what is called a permissive responsiveness clause. So they're talking to me, which validates my authority.
Okay, let's say they've validated your authority, and then what?
Then I get out of the car very slowly, and I say, may I please look at it? And that's when I'll say, do you realize you could have a package there that could contain explosives that could, if it blows up, rip, you don't want me to say.
Are you being graphic with these people?
You have to be. You have to be. You have to be. You have to say to them, you have a package there that if it explodes, it could just cave your nose in. If you saw that one, well, you don't want me to talk about it. But
no, I'd rather you not talk about it. I'd rather you not.
Well, today we had a man, his hands got blowed off, I think.
I don't know anything about it, but I will tell you that that's a hell of a way to promote, to approach somebody. May I look at your package because it may have explosives that will tear your face off or something like that.
Well, this is the dangerous. So we do need to see what people are taking out of their cars to their houses. And I don't know any other way of saying it.
Well, how about if you just went up to them and said, we have a concern that there are packages of explosives floating around the city that may be transported into homes, that may be a part of a larger plot to use various houses as bomb-making factories. Do you mind if we look at your packages?
Well, that's essentially what we're saying.
And if they say no?
Well, if they say no, then we do have a situation.
And, well, if they say no, you got to move on, don't you?
Well, I'm not about to move on, Phil, and I don't think you would either. If you knew that what that lady's got in her bag could blow someone's, and I don't want to say nothing that's offensive.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about the this weekend, this high security alert weekend, and the possibility that people that are transporting boxes and packages out of their cars into their homes, those boxes and packages need to be looked at. And that the Citizen Auxiliary Police this weekend will be driving down streets and stopping and talking to people who are taking packages out of their cars. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be back with more from Jay Santos.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. There were a couple of terrorist attacks in Rome at the Swiss and Chilean embassies. Authorities have warned Americans to be vigilant of Christmas terror attacks. But right here at home, Jay and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are warning against the possibility of people turning their homes into bomb-making factories. Are we talking about specific people?
Well, we may be, Phil, but It's not anything that I can really talk about, because if I do, then we are profiling. I don't want to profile, so I have to say that everyone is a potential suspect.
And so you could be driving down any street seeing people getting out of their cars with packages for Christmas and stop and want to look at those packages?
I have to, yes. Otherwise, if I just do it in a certain kind of neighborhood, they're going to say, well, you know, what are you doing?
And you don't want to tell me where it is you should be looking.
Well, I mean, really, anywhere. We don't know. But if I see a woman getting out of a car, she looks perfectly normal. She's got three children with her, or two, or one, or she's five, you know, however, I don't know. I still got to suspect that it's possible that that woman, as crazy as it sounds, may want to blow, you know, just... Blow it all over, you know. And so I have to look at that, and it's unfortunate, and I don't want to do it. But what choice do I have when it's possible she could have something in that box that's going to blow your, you know, take your face, you know, take your head off?
877-876-PHIL, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Should people who are getting out of their cars with packages be looked at? Here's Charles in Greensboro, North Carolina. Charles, go ahead.
You know, this is crazy. You know, I'm a 19-year, almost a 19-year veteran in the United States Army, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Yes, sir.
If this guy comes up to me in my driveway with whatever he has on the side of his van and asks me what I have in my package, that's none of his business. And if I choose to tell him no, he can't look at it, and he says that there's a situation and you're on my property, that means, guess what? Either you stop trespassing, or then I have every reason to, by any means necessary at that point, to get you off of my property. That's crazy. You're talking about...
Well, we have on the side of the van, we have on the side of the van Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay,
and all I'm asking
auxiliary
is...
Police. Citizens
you know
Auxiliary
what's in that
Police is irrelevant.
You,
that's like saying
you know what's
you
in
have
that
a clown squad on the side of your car. You have no right...
Well, no, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that, sir.
You have no right to approach anybody and say, hey, I want to look in your package. Do you know, just for a second, think about that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want a bomb-making factory next to your house? Do you want a bomb-making factory next to your house? That's what I'm asking.
But wait.
You think about it for a second. I'm with my family. I'm going into my house, and we're all carrying Christmas gifts, and you approach me.
Exactly.
I don't know you from Adam.
Right.
No, I don't know you. I don't know what you want, and I don't have to answer your question.
Well, let me interject something here, Charles, because did you not say, Jay, that if the man turns and is walking away from you...
If he turns and is walking away from me, then I have to stop and get back in the van. But if he stands and looks at me and talks to me, then he's giving me the permission responsiveness clause.
Which means what?
What makes you think for a second that I'm not going to stand and look at you in that situation? First of all, who are you? So, yes, you're going to get engaged. Who are you and what do you want? Can I look in your package?
If I say to you, can I look in your package, and you just turn, you look over your shoulder and you say, get lost, and keep walking, I got to turn around and get lost.
But guess what? I've got my family with me. So I'm going to make sure that I'm looking at you, so because I don't know who you are from Adam. So it's up to me to protect my family. So guess what? I've engaged you, and I tell you no. Now what's your next move?
Well, that's a problem then, because you've turned and looked at me, and you've basically given me permission to say, could I, you know, look in it, or could I look at it, and you'll say no, and I'll say, okay, we've got a situation, because, I try to appeal to you as a husband and father. I'd say, you don't want a bomb-making factory next to your house, do you? And you'd say no.
Crazy, and I'm going to tell you to get out of here. Now what's your next move?
Well, my next move then would be to start talking and, you know, relax you by talking about baseball or football or whatever as the two sub-commanders.
I'm not going to go on in the house. What's your next move?
Well, that's what you should have done in the first place.
Well, no, you just said that if he turns around and goes in the house.
Right. Then I can't. But then
well, that's not going to happen. We're going through a scenario. Now I'm going to tell you I've already engaged you. You've already said it. I'm telling you no. I told him to leave and go in my house. According to you, we do have a situation. What's your
next
move?
What we would do then is what we would do then is just say, you know, you got a really nice house here, and try to get you to drop
the
package.
What's your next move?
Oh, you're going in the house. Then we have to follow you up onto the.
No, wait a minute. Now you're like you're on the guy's property, right?
Yeah, well, yes, because he gave me the permissive responsiveness clause.
I don't know what that is. Is that something in the Constitution or
that is part? Yeah, constitutionality. Where if they engage you, now he's leaving, and then we have to try to get him to drop the package, which would be that there's a, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but I'd say something like, you know, there's a worm crawling on that package, or it looks like, you know, anything to get him to drop it and go. Most people don't like snails or anything like that. So we try to get him to go, ooh, you know, and drop it.
Okay, and if he didn't go, ooh, and drop it, then what?
Then I would just say, wait a minute, let me just see that, and I just try to take it from him. So that's what I would do.
All right, anyway, Charles, thanks for your call here. 87 stunned, you know.
If I were him, I'd be stunned, too.
Yeah, I'd be stunned. If I would be stunned, too, looking at you with your pith helmet. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Ooh.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have before us a question, Jay, that's a good question. I don't think it was entirely answered by the by yourself for that caller, which is, if you and the Citizens Auxiliary Police pull up to a home where you see people getting out of their cars with Christmas to take into the house, okay, and that individual has engaged you and has decided they will now turn around and go back to the house anyway, how do you get those packages away from them if you want to look at them?
Well, there are a couple things you can do, Phil. I don't want to. We have in the past attempted to strong arm people. That's not worked out too good because the police have generally interceded, and police, they get territorial. They don't want to be made to look bad. And if we are, if we do, especially if we do something better than they do, they get very upset. We carry what we call two interdiction items. They are two aversion items that generally work. One of them is a Black Widow spider that you can drop on the package as the person's walking away and say, "Oh God!" And you make it sound like, "Oh God, there's a Black Widow." They'll generally drop it. The other is, and I don't want to, you know, gross anybody out, but the other is vomit, or fake vomit, I should say. It's a rubber vomit. You've seen it in the joke shop. And what we do then is we'll say, "Oh, geez," you know, or whatever you would say if someone had, you know, if you looked at the throw up, and you throw it on the cement behind them. They'll turn around to look at this barf, and that's when they let loose the bag. So we don't do anything that is going to try, in other words, we don't try to take anything from anybody. We encourage them to let go of it, and they will with a Black Widow or the fake barf.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Here is Christopher in El Paso. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Being a former TSA screener and currently in the U.S. Army and high school government class, there is, I believe it's the Fourth Amendment to get Marine Corps that prohibits search and seizures of police officers. The only time they could search and seize an item is if that individual is committing an illegal act, whether it be speeding, death, blink, or like something. Is going after people with privately owned packages into their own house, and they have not even committed a crime.
That's true.
His behavior is illegal.
Well, what if they drop the package?
Repeat that.
That's what we're doing. If they drop
Repeat
the package,
that.
I said, what if they drop the package? If they drop the package, as we have asked them to do, then we have the right to pick it up and, you know, look at it.
You
can shake it.
You are illegally.
If they drop it, if I say to someone, "Oh God, there's throw up."
Well, that's coercion, right, Christopher?
Well, actually, you are committing harassment, and the police don't even do that. You're committing harassment.
How am I harassing them?
You're calling up to them on their private residence. You're coming up to them, hassling them. All right. And
I'm not hassling them. What I'm trying to do is, I can engage them in a conversation if they want to respond to me, and I say, you know, your bags and your boxes, I mean, you mind telling me, have you got bombs in there? And they'll say no. And, of course, I'm going to say, well, yeah, right, sure. I don't know if you're telling me the truth.
Right.
And so if that house blows up later, then I am responsible for not having done my job as a citizen's auxiliary policeman.
All right, I'm going to
see.
Yeah,
see? See? See what I mean? So
okay, I'm gonna
think
straight.
You need to.
Okay. Turn me out, okay? I am currently in the U.S. Army where I've been for 3 years, okay? Law-abiding as all get. Should you approach me about my package and stuff,
I was doing it early.
No, I was pretty much late. I'll be honest. I'll just say, no, man, just go away. Should you go beyond that, you have crossed the line into harassment. That I do have the right to defend myself, and the so-called results of bombs blowing up, I don't will happen to you, but with my bare hands. Okay.
Basically, you're just how do you figure you've been threatened by a piece of rubber fake throw up? See that you can't tell a cop.
Even when you drop a spider or something, rubber vomit.
What's with this black? You put a black widow.
It's a rubber spider. It looks like a black widow.
So what you're doing, that's what the man said, it's harassment. You had a fake spider and fake throw-up.
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the guy to drop the package, that's all.
Okay, what crime has...
I just want to be clear, you're going to beat me up because I put a rubber spider on your package? Wow. I mean, you're wrapped a little tight.
What crime have you committed that you have the right to inspect the package?
Because of the terrorisms that are going on and everything, and they just blew up an embassy and stuff, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And you're in the Army. I don't know about that.
All right, look, let's move on. I appreciate very much your call, but I think the man's made a good point, and that is if you are on his property, and you're hearing everybody saying the same thing.
I hear everyone, Mr. Henry, and I can take care of this situation much quicker than people would suspect if they would just, shut their mouths and just back away from me and let me just look at it. Just start looking at a package. All I got to do is look at it, walk around it, look at it. You can even sniff the air around it and go, okay, this is good, go ahead. But, I mean, if you're going to turn into a whole big thing, it'll only take a few seconds. And with the rubber fake spider or the rubber vomit, it'll get people's minds off the package just long enough for them to drop it. I'll take a look, and we're done. But if that guy's going to make a big thing out of it, he's going to call the police because I put a rubber spider on him? I think that's...
Well, look, people don't know what you're about. You're pulling up with your van with your citizens' auxiliary police sign. You got a rubber spider and rubber throw-up.
You may find it funny, Mr. Henry, but people got injured today.
I know people got injured. I understand that. And that was a very real attack. Now you're talking about looking at packages in people's homes. JR in Orlando, Florida. Go ahead, JR. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Mr. Santos, I've got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is your probable cause? What is your justifiable reason for wanting to look into my packages? Just because I'm getting out of my car?
Because they could contain bomb making
garbage.
Material.
You are full of
and
garbage.
That, why?
You
why
are full
they?
Of crap. You are not a cop. You do not
why
belong to
they?
The city. Shut up and let me finish.
Why
you do not belong to the SS. You do not belong to the Gestapo.
The SS.
And you
what's
have
the SS?
Absolutely no authority. To do
I'm
this,
the citizens
come
auxiliary
my, and you come
brigade.
Onto my property and you try to take something away from me or make me drop
right.
it,
right.
I will turn around and pound you into the ground like a damn tent stake. You have attacked me
yeah.
on my property. Whether you throw
a
fake peak on me or a fake spider, I don't care. That is an attack. You have absolutely no authority whatsoever. You have absolutely no justification or probable cause to want to know what I have in packages that I am taking out of my car going into my home.
In your opinion,
you are a fraud.
I have to be,
you are
I have to be careful
what you are.
To make,
and you think
well,
you are a cop.
You're afraid
you
of a rubber
wannabe.
Spider.
You are
afraid
a
rubber spider.
Little wannabe.
I find that very strange, sir, that you'd be afraid of, like, fake throw-up.
I'm not afraid of fake throw-up, and by the way, I collect spiders, so your little black widow might become a pet. You
okay,
are
so,
an absolute fraud, sir. You are a fraud.
To tell me
you
that
no
you would make a pet out of a
doing.
Rubber spider? Because the spider's fake, sir. It's not a real spider.
I
you're
going to
make a pet out
is.
Of something that's made out of rubber?
I was a medic for 25 years. I have been puked on. I have had puke pumped into my mouth from people I've been giving artificial respiration to. You've got nothing that'll make
you're
me
very defensive,
back.
Sir.
And if you try to take it away from me, I will stomp you.
What
this
are you
no
hiding,
threat.
Sir? Because you're
this
very you're
promise.
Very defensive.
You're
very defensive, so that makes me think
that
you're hiding something.
With somebody coming onto my property.
Well, I think you have a serious problem making a pet out of a rubber spider.
And they want to look at my packages, and if I
absolutely.
Look you in the
yes,
eye,
sir.
Man-to-man, and tell you no, that has given you permission? What friggin'
well,
universe are you from?
That is giving me permission to engage you in a
purposeless
response to this clause.
I have not given you one damn bit of permission.
And
I have
according
not
to the
given
Patriot
you
Act,
one damn bit of permission to say anything or even come on my property. You are
all
not.
All I'm doing is
cop.
Dropping a rubber spider on it, and you drop that package, I can take a look at it.
Not
you're
if he drops the
package. Look at the package, Nick. What part of
well,
that don't you
I
get?
I just did because you dropped it because of the throw up.
I haven't dropped it because of throw up, and I haven't dropped it because of a spider. Now what are you going to do?
Well, you said, sir, that you make pets out of spiders. And then I said to you, you make a pet out of a rubber spider because that's what it would be. And you said yes.
Yeah.
Now
and
I have to question your sanity.
Because spiders don't scare me. What
and
are you
I question your
now?
Sanity. Well,
spiders
a rubber spider wouldn't
me.
Scare anyone. A rubber spider wouldn't scare anyone.
So why are you throwing it on my package to try and make me drop it?
Because I thought it would. Now I know.
And what
doesn't.
Happens if it doesn't? Okay. Now the spider doesn't
throw
work,
it.
And I'm not turning around to look at the puke. Or what are you going to do? Try to take the package out of my hands?
Well, I can assure you, sir, based on my experience, one of the two have worked in the past, and it will work on you. At
it
which
will
point,
not.
Then I take
can
a look
you that
at
right
it.
Now.
I sniff
and
it.
And if I turn
if I
around
gunpowder.
And walk toward my door to go in my house to get away from you, if you follow me and make any move toward me, throw something on my package, whether it's a rubber spider or a real one, I don't care. I'm going to turn around and stomp you. You have just
sir,
attacked
we
me on
variety.
My property.
If you call having a rubber spider put on your package attack, but we do have a variety of what we call aversion techniques. Fake
yeah, well, I've
worms,
got
things
too.
Like that.
I've got an aversion to pathetic little wimps, little turds that seem to think that they are cops and want to act like they're the Gestapo. I have
well,
a serious
I tell you, sir,
that
you, that. You know, you do fit the Paris because you have anger issues, you collect and torture bugs, a vomit fetish,
what kind
bumblebees.
Of an idiot are you?
Do you? Can I ask you, do you think
you
have fake bumblebees?
Be taken seriously.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Mr. Santos?
This gentleman collects insects, is my understanding. Now,
what's that got to do with anything, though? That's got nothing to do with a man being a terrorist.
Well, if you put it together with the if you saw the film, forget which one, Silence of the Lambs, they put a bug in a girl's mouth.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about right now, though? Not Silence of the Lambs.
Well, the gentleman, he gets out of his car with a package that smells like gunpowder, and I'm not supposed to be suspicious?
You didn't say anything about it smelling like gunpowder. You're just talking about people getting out of cars, getting out of trucks, and getting out of whatever with packages. And because we've had a terror alert, you want to look at everybody's package.
Right, and all I'm doing is tossing fake vomit on it, and he got angry. So,
you're damn right I get angry. You're
damn
right
puke.
I get angry. I want to know about my authority. What is your authority to do
that? My authority comes from the Arlington Road Protocol.
What Arlington
what
Road
is,
Protocol?
What is the Arlington Road Protocol?
It was a film in which Tim Robbins was a right-wing character. And he blowed up his neighborhood.
Sir, you are a pathetic little wannabe. You truly are. And somebody is going to hospitalize you because you're going to make a big mistake to somebody. No, I don't have anger issues. What I have are serious issues with people like you. No, sir, I don't collect and torture bugs. I am simply not afraid of them. I spent 2.5 years in Vietnam, and I can tell you right now, I have seen some really horrendous insects. I do not have a vomit fetish, as you so compunctiously state. What I have is the experience of 25 years, shut up, and being a paramedic.
Well,
there is nothing that the human body excretes, secretes, or forms that I haven't seen, worn, smelled, and tasted. Now, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to make me drop a package. And if you try to make me drop the package or try to take it away from me, I am going to pound you into a grease spot.
All right, so
you have attacked me on my property. You have no justification whatsoever for approaching me and wanting to know what I'm carrying in packages. You have
if I look up in the air and I say, oh, my God, look at that.
You have zero probable cause.
Well, if I look up in the air and I go, oh, my God, look at that, an airplane's going to crash, you would look up in the air. And that's the time when we could take a look at the package.
Oh, come on, Mr. Santos. You've got every kind of
this gentleman keeps saying my package. I just want to be clear. If you don't mind, you're talking about the package under you're not talking about your genitals.
Excuse me?
If you try to take it away from me or try to take a look at it or smell it, you're going to get your butt kicked.
You're seeing my package. Can I be clear as to what it is you talk about? You're not talking about your genitals. We're not talking about that.
What do you think we're talking about?
I want to make sure this gentleman, well, he's talking about wearing it and being it. If I said, look, here's the good
Year's I have packages in my arms that I have taken out of my car.
Okay.
And I am
all
going
right,
back
good.
Inside my house.
All right, very good,
and
sir.
You're going to stop me and tell me you want to look at them because you think they may contain bomb-making material? By what
yes,
bloody
sir.
Authority, by what probable cause do you make
the
that
Arlington
assumption?
Road. The Arlington Road
what
protocol.
What probable cause do you make the assumption that I may have bomb-making material?
Given the Arlington Road protocol, the Arlington
I
Road protocol.
I don't give a damn about the Arlington Road protocol. What authority and what probable cause do you have to assume that just because I'm taking packages out of my car and going into my house that I have bomb-making material?
I am going on the authority of the Citizens Auxiliary Police,
you are
Arlington Road Protocol,
wrong.
And if you don't accept that, is the aversion, I'm a what? I'm trying
you
to save this country
drone, sir.
From
you are
getting
a pathetic drone.
Well, I think that's pretty, we're just trying to save lives. That's all we're trying to do.
No, you're not.
Sir.
You're prying into people. You're not. You're trying to act like you've got some authority, you're some kind of guardian. And you are
well,
not.
You're acting
wannabe.
Like you got something to lose. You're acting like you're hiding something. You know, you're all upset because all I want to do is take a peek.
Hey, nitwit,
you're acting,
ever
you
heard
know.
Of the Fourth Amendment?
Have
ever
I heard of the what, sir?
Fourth Amendment?
No, I have not.
You've never heard of the Fourth Amendment?
Well, I haven't heard
I
of
it.
The Fourth. I know what. I know what's
I
in it, but
it.
I don't know. I didn't know what's amendment.
You know what's in it, though, right?
Yes, sir.
That's okay. What's in it?
The Fourth Amendment is freedom of speech.
No, it's not freedom of speech.
Well, you see, you guys want to know what I know, but what do you know?
Well, this gentleman knows enough to know that you got to have probable cause before, you know, the police officer has to know that there's a crime being committed before, or think there's a crime being committed before he goes and he looks at a package. You've been telling me about rubber vomit, rubber spiders.
I don't like being laughed at, Mr. Henry.
Even
when he had
not even a deputy sheriff can come into my yard and do this. Not even a sworn police officer can come onto my property and do what you're
wrong. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. I think a sworn police officer could say, drop the package and step away from it.
Not if he doesn't know that. No, he can't. If he's got reason to believe that that man, or he suspects that he's been told somebody has a package with a bomb. There's somebody in this neighborhood. There's someone on that street. He's walking around, and these police officers are trying to cover all their bases. He may say that to the man. You're going to have to drop that package, sir, because I have to look at that package. But you don't have any information at all other than I'm going to go out and see if there's packages with bombs in them.
All right, so you never heard of 9/11? Okay, thanks a lot.
I heard a 9/11. You know, I'm going to have to take a break. JR, thank you so much, sir, for your call, though. Very, very good. Our number eight, Mr. Santos, I've heard a 9/11. Mr. Santos. Mr. Santos?
Forget about it.
Oh, all right. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Mr. Santos?
I don't care.
So you don't want to talk to me?
The Phil Henry Show.
I hate you,
Phil Henry.
Mr. Harry,
Jay, we just have a couple of more minutes, and I know that you wanted to. Is this the song?
I want to play a song for you called Last Christmas, because if we don't take the terrorism threat seriously, maybe this is Last Christmas. That last gentleman when I talked to, I'm sure he's a good man, but he can kiss Christmas goodbye if that guy's walking around not afraid of vomit. Okay, can I ask a question?
What?
I would rather at this particular point, Mr. Henry, you stop this and put on a Coldplay version, if you don't mind. Coldplay version?
No, we're playing Wham, okay?
All right, well, I mean, you... God. Mr. Henry, this band was found in a toilet. This band was arrested in a toilet. And
well, this is the good version, okay?
I'm just simply asked for Coldplay.
I'm not putting on any Coldplay. I'd rather play Wham than Coldplay.
Oh, my God. So you're telling me that Coldplay is more... is less masculine?
Yeah, that's right. Coldplay is less masculine than Wham.
Oh, my God. Would you please, Mr. Henry, would you please, please put on Coldplay?
No.
All right, then I have no choice but to mock you for what you've done. I have to...
Oh, grow up.
I'm the one that said to play it.
Yeah, you did, and I'm playing it.
But Coldplay.
I ain't playing Coldplay.
What a damn. Honest to God, what a damn. You are meant it. Now I know what
a fool I'm in. Okay, there. Are you happy?
Okay, this here. Gave it back to me. I'm Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I joined with Coldplay and all the other people that have done this song, Glee and Taylor Swift and Savage Garden, to save you. Oh, Savage Garden did a good version, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So you are now impugning my manhood because I happen to like Savage Garden.
That's what I'm doing.
This is Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police, hoping that you survive Christmas and that bring bomb-making material and forget it.